From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The South Korean National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. The collapse of Park's presidency was caused by recent allegations of a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scandal. With Park's powers now suspended, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn, the interim head of government, is the interim head of government following a vote. Cho Mi-ae is leader of the main opposition party. She says that this is a victory for the people and it will go down in history. After Park's impeachment was announced, demonstrators in front of the National Assembly cheered. The South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on a heightened surveillance and readiness posture should North Korea do something provocative. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Andrew Puzder, a wealthy businessman, lawyer, and elite donor to Trump's campaign to become the next labor secretary. Critics say Puzder's public comments do not often coincide with the department's stated mission, which seeks to enhance the welfare of workers, improve working conditions, and assure work-related benefits and rights. Late Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his thank you tour with a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, where he promised more jobs for Americans.
The American worker built this country, and now it's time for American workers to have a government that, for the first time in decades, answers to them. We're going to answer to them.
Mr. Trump also pledged to improve the U.S. military readiness. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands on Friday. There were no immediate reports of casualties, and a tsunami warning for large parts of the Pacific was later lifted. A separate quake in the Pacific also struck off the coast of Northern California. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. U.S. President Joe Biden brought reassurances to Canada that its historically close relationship with America will not suffer under Donald Trump's administration.
We're going to get through this period because we're Americans and we're Canadians. And so, had I a glass, I'd toast you by saying, Viva la Canada. Because we need you very, very badly. Thank you.
The two-day visit to Ottawa started with a dinner hosted by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
It's a special friendship, one that is unique on the world stage. As all good friends, we agree on a great many things, disagree on a few others, but always remain united in our hope for a stronger North America and mostly a better world for our kids and our grandkids.
Mr. Biden will address the 10 provincial Canadian leaders before they announce an agreement on a national carbon price. While campaigning this year, President-elect Trump warned that American environmental regulations were limiting the ability of businesses to operate. More than 1,000 Russian athletes in about 30 sports took part in an institutional conspiracy to use banned drugs at the Sochi and London Olympics and other global events. This, according to a new report released by the World Anti-Doping Agency. International sport had been hijacked by the Russians. This, according to the report by Richard McLaren, a Canadian lawyer who has previously accused Russia of state-sponsored cheating. The report accuses Russia of switching samples at the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014 and using salt and coffee to manipulate samples when checked by experts. A senior U.S. military official says the U.S.-led coalition has killed an estimated 50,000 Islamic State fighters since President Obama first ordered military action against the group in August of 2014. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told reporters the number was considered a conservative estimate. This information comes as U.S. Colonel John Dorian, the coalition spokesman in Iraq, said the Islamic State forces in Mosul are losing fighters at an unsustainable rate. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.